have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversation with church leaders about social media, web trends, and everything and anything else our hosts want to talk about. Nils Smith is the innovation pastor at Community Bible Church in San Antonio, Texas, loves the Spurs, and walking the streets of New York with his family. Jay Cranda is the online campus pastor at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, loves the Lakers, anything golf, and once could do a heel flip. To engage with the show, use the hashtag SMC Podcast. Let's join the show.
Welcome to this episode of the Social Media Church Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be highlighting some special resources. I think the name of the game is pictures. And so I'm joined with my co-host, Nils Smith. Hey, Nils, how you doing?
Hey, Jay. So pictures, most people refer to them as images in social media, but pictures as well. is a good term. I don't get too caught up in the language, but I do think, Jay, you and I both work at mega churches, and I think people just assume because we work at mega churches, we have mega budgets, and we have tons of graphic designers to do tons of work for us, and you know, whatever we want and can dream, we can do. And if I'm honest, we do have, you know, I don't know how many designers Saddleback has, but I think we've got 3 full-time designers at CBC as well as some contractors that help us with stuff. So we do make a lot of graphics, but I would say 95% of the social graphics that you see on our social media platforms are not made by one of our designers. Mm. They make templates for us, and then we fill those in. Yeah. So we want to talk about a couple of resources. Jay, you and I want to be very upfront. We don't get paid by these companies. This is not a place for where we're trying to sell a product.
Take stock if you give me
these
stock.
These 2 products, though, I would love stock in because they're so good. And they, you know, there's a few just when I'm speaking at conferences, aha moments where people are like, holy cow. And I do a demo for these products. And we, you know, we'll just go and say we're putting out a course here soon. And in that, we do a physical demo, you know, so people can actually watch how to use these in that course. But the first one that I want to share is my go-to, and that is Share as Image. And so if you go to shareasimage.com, we'll put that in the show notes. But Share as Image is a great tool that I found on AppSumo, you know, maybe a year and a half ago. And it allows you to make those great social graphics where basically you log in. It's now an app on my computer, but you kind of set your logo. You put up a background image, you choose the text, you write in the text, and it naturally just makes it fit nicely on that graphic. And then you can literally share it right there from the app to each social network, and then it will adjust it. You know, so there are certain dimensions that are primed for Facebook, for Twitter, for Instagram. So it will create those graphics, and you share it, and it takes me less than a minute to create most graphics. And I am in no way a graphic designer, so I will often use the templates that our graphic designers give us. But you can go in, they've got tons of background images. You choose your font, you choose your background image, and you can adjust it. And there's a lot of functionality in there. But I would say it's almost like Publisher. You know, so for those that use Publisher back in the day, it's crazy easy like that. Like, I don't know InDesign or I don't know Photoshop. I can't do any of that, but I can do Share as Image. And so it is my go-to when it comes to creating social graphics. Have you had the same experience, Jay?
Yeah, I've used a variety of things. You know, we used to, and I think we still do on some level, like I would have the design team give us a template and fonts and so forth, and I would use Photoshop and I would create template kind of images. You know, I've another great one to check out is Canva. Canva is a great one. Another really easy, smooth. They're definitely they're larger. They're the organization, you know, they probably have an IPO. I don't know. I mean, they're huge. You know, they have some really strong funding. They're definitely trying to be a business, very large scale, because there's definitely paid models internally. But I think they make very slick, smooth. What I really liked about Share as Image is that you can upload your own image, and it, for the most part, is pretty straightforward pricing. It was just like, you know, I think it was like $99 or something for the year if you paid up front, and you can have all the features. And that was very affordable. You know what I mean? Super cheap considering the type of things that you get. But I think the big thing that you got to know, if you're using something like this, if it's Share as Image or if it's Canva, or even in Photoshop, if you're doing something on your own, I think you got to mirror this with a strategy. And I think this is stuff that we've talked that we've talked about in the past. We talk in great detail in a course that we are going to be releasing very soon. But the idea is that you mirror this with a strategy. And, you know, for the most part, you know, people on a weekend message at your churches, you know, they only consume and remember so much. And so if you can create some, here are 5 or 10 picture graphics that go along that can help people remember. And so, you know, maybe it's Sunday, you have somebody who jots down, you know, the footnotes to the message, and then you go in to share his image. You can create image graphics, you know, literally, you know, within 5-8 minutes. And then you schedule that out. You're talking about like within a 30-minute window, you can have everything set up. And so there's so much potential, so much going on. I would definitely challenge you to get on Share's Image, Canva, experiment. And I would like literally today, right now, start messing around in there and empower some volunteers to leverage this stuff to its full potential.
Yeah, we, you know, our social media manager this last week is not a graphic designer, but we had our most viral post happen, and it was during the Paris, you know, stuff that was going on. That's actually how I found out. And so she created this graphic instantly, and, you know, when she heard what's going on, that just said "Pray for Paris." She honestly didn't put our logo on it or anything. Posted it, and it got something like, you know, 400,000 shares. Or I mean, it's just crazy how it got out there. And obviously, we didn't want to use a situation like that for virality. And I've got street cleaners coming by right now while I record. This is the joy of living in New York. But to be able to capture people's attention, though, through that visual, if she had just typed in "Pray for Paris," it might have helped some people become aware and pray for Paris. But because she was able to, in 5 minutes, create a graphic, it caught people's attention in a far greater way. It just really helps us communicate more creatively, and you don't have to be a graphic design expert. You don't have to have a big budget. You don't have to have graphic designers. Canva, just to speak, it's canva.com is the website where we can get access to it. And it's, I would say, it's an all-in-one design shop for your church. So if you want to create posters, flyers, you know, PowerPoints, whatever, it's a great tool for you. Share His Image, if you're really just looking at social graphics, Share His Image is probably the easier solution for your church. So anyways, great tools. We hope they help you. Tweet, let us know, you know, using the hashtag SMC podcast. We would love to hear if there are other tools that we're not aware of that really help you optimize creating great graphics for your social media.
Yeah, I know. I just want to add, just experiment again, over and over again. You guys probably are listening to us, and you know, we have some loyal listeners, and we want to thank you for listening. And you kind of go like, how do we know all these things that we know? Part of it is that we're just experimenting, always trying. And that's part of the culture of, you know, a leader is a learner. And that's the idea, is that, you know, you're listening to this because, you know, you're interested in learning what's happening. And so just experiment, try out stuff. And again, thank you for listening. To learn more about the show, go to socialmedia.church. Engage with us by using the hashtag SMC podcast. And thanks again for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church podcast. To learn more about the hosts, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the hashtag SMC Podcast to engage with the hosts. Thanks again for listening.